A little over a year and a half ago, President Clinton organized a huge international loan package to help rescue Mexico from bankruptcy. Despite howls of protest from Congress, the president dug into his special Treasury Department fund to contribute $20 billion to the bailout. The critics said the president was just throwing good money after bad. From Mexico City, NPR's David Wellner reports that time has proven those critics wrong.
Even though President Clinton could point to the Mexican bailout as a foreign policy success, he's not made it an issue during his bid for re-election. That's because his campaign has avoided any mention of Mexico, which could remind voters about drug trafficking and illegal immigration. And Bob Dole, who was one of the first politicians in Washington to support the bailout, hasn't mentioned it either. But even Ross Perot, who initially denounced the rescue package, would have trouble criticizing it today.
It's very hard to attack a loan when it was repaid with interest, with a high rate of interest, and it was repaid early.
David Melpess is the director of international economics at the New York brokerage house Bear Stearns. He says the bailout gave Mexico the cash and the credit it needed to get ahead of schedule repaying the U.S. Two-thirds of what Mexico owed during the next 4 years was repaid last summer. What's more, he says the package helped the country avoid defaulting on its other foreign loans, something which could have touched off a 1980s-style international debt crisis. Independent economist Luis Rubio says the U.S. loans had another key effect. Rubio says they guaranteed that Mexico would stick to free market policies, such as keeping the doors open to foreign trade and investment, and letting the market determine interest and exchange rates.
These loans secured that Mexico would stay online. And in fact, there were many very specific conditions put upon for the delivery of the money. And the Mexican government had to commit to them, and they still abide by them. Without the U.S. prodding, the opposition forces within the government might have been very strong in derailing the whole thing.
The free market policies, combined with tough austerity measures, initially helped throw Mexico into its deepest recession in 50 years. But Mexican officials say the payoff has already begun. Unemployment has dropped back down to about where it was when the crisis began. The peso has stabilized, and inflation is running at 18%, only a third of what it was last year. Rubio points out that in the second quarter this year, Mexican production grew more than 7% compared to the same period last year.
The economy has clearly stabilized. It's rapidly moving in the direction of diminishing inflation and getting to a position where structurally at the macroeconomic level, it can start growing again.
Much of Mexico's growth is led by exports, which American officials credit in part to another controversial initiative, the NAFTA trade deal. The U.S. ambassador to Mexico, James Jones, says that rather than a severe recession following the peso collapse, there could have been a social catastrophe in Mexico had NAFTA not made it easier to export to the U.S. and Canada. But both NAFTA and the bailout have also helped Americans. Those holding Mexican bonds payable in dollars eventually all got their money back. And Ambassador Jones points out that despite the peso crash, U.S. exports to Mexico have done surprisingly well.
If you take 1993, the last year before NAFTA, we were exporting to Mexico $45 billion. This year, it's estimated we will export to Mexico $65 billion. That means jobs in the United States.
But the improvements in Mexico's economy have not yet been felt by most Mexican families. David Melpess of Bear Stearns says it will take some time for a recovery to reach them.
Living standards in Mexico are still well below the levels they were at in 1994. For example, the per capita income is 75% of what it was before. So while the economy is recovering from a very bad situation in 1995, there's still a long way up for it to go before it can be said to have fully recovered.
Most economists doubt Mexico will collapse into crisis again the way it did in 1994. After prodding from U.S. officials, the country now regularly discloses key information that could provide early warnings if the economy is headed for trouble. A major concern, though, is whether foreign investors might flee if a new guerrilla insurgency known as the EPR continues to stage attacks on the army and police. If the economy should again go awry in Mexico, the U.S. would most likely have to once more come to the rescue. That may be another reason why the Clinton campaign prefers not to mention the bailout. Lest anyone ask how much longer, the U.S. must be Mexico's lender of last resort. I'm David Wellner in Mexico City.